Gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, but debt is the money of slaves. What kind of money do you hold? The gravest threat to our financial system today is a crash of the U.S. dollar. Where it once was a falling stock market and failing bank system, or so it was thought, the feds have decided to risk it all, or go all in, by putting the final bet with the U.S. dollar on the table. The trick is to use the U.S. dollar to bail out the system, in hopes the system revives before the other players in the game call our bluff and sell the dollar. A crashing U.S. dollar happens on what is called the Forex, or currency markets, but shows up on Main Street in the guise of inflation. One of the problems is the dollar may crash tomorrow, but prices of things you buy will rise only in weeks, or in days, or in months. The rising prices may not show up right away. Indeed, prices on oil and gas and food are already starting to rise again, and the dollar is continuing downward as we speak. The average citizen doesn't understand how inflation happens and accepts it as normal. It is not normal. In fact, in healthy economies, there is little or no inflation. It seems normal here, as it has been decades since our economy was anything resembling normal. The U.S. government has printed unearned money for years, really accelerating its printing after 1971, when President Richard Nixon went off the gold standard as he ran out of gold. Since then, and accelerating in the year 2000, then really accelerating with the latest bailout, the U.S. has thrown everything but the kitchen sink to feed the money machine, and it is going full bore. This massive creation of money is not going unnoticed by foreign investors and governments. They have said so. The Chinese, who hold massive amounts of U.S. dollars, warned our Secretary Treasurer Timothy Geithner just last week to get our house in order or suffer the consequences. The Chinese aren't the only ones worried, and many are already selling U.S. dollars and U.S. debt and trading in those dollars for real stuff, like gas companies, equipment companies, even our own car companies. Foreigners now know U.S. dollars are really nothing but paper, created at will by a greedy and pandering U.S. government. They are rapidly getting rid of this paper and exchanging it for real goods, a great deal if you can get it. And lucky for you and I, we still can get this deal. Right now, for now, our U.S. dollars are still accepted by everyone, but are rapidly losing purchasing power. So the logical thing for you and I to do would be to trade in our excess U.S. dollars for tangible items, and that is exactly what I'm recommending my clients do. You can buy gold and silver bars or coins. That's one way. You can also buy oil or commodity stocks. You can place your money in other currencies, which will rise if the U.S. dollar continues to fall. Nowadays, these buying of other things to protect yourself are accomplished by a few strokes on a keypad, and you too can participate in protecting against a falling U.S. dollar. It's not that hard. It is important you keep up with the world around you, especially the economic world, because your money is at stake. So keep up with it. And KVMR has made it easy for you to do so with our Money Matters show and our news department. If you need help and need to know what you can do specifically to protect against the falling U.S. dollar, send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org. Let us know your questions, and we will do our best to provide you with answers. You can also listen to past newscasts and subscribe to our Money Matters update, our way of saying thank you for supporting KVMR. And another Money Matters show airs this Thursday at noon, where we'll be covering inflation and tell you more about this insidious process, what it is, and how you can short-circuit it with investing techniques. And thanks for all you pledgers during last week's Money Matters shows, and indeed the KVMR pledge drive. You really made your Money Matters our Money Matters, and we appreciate it. This has been your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR FM Radio.